Duck's Breath Homemade Playhouse is on the air.
What would happen if the world were invaded not by alien monsters, but by a popular consumer product? And how would the self-proclaimed authority, Dr. Science, react to such an invasion? Join us now as this hypothetical question becomes all too real as Dr. Science meets the sea monkeys from hell.
Now, if this thing works, the Nobel Prize is mine. Back to the drawing board.
Dr. Science, look what I found. Somebody dumped it in the yard.
No doubt it beats what I found by a country mile.
A compact disc. The yard's so full of them, it's shiny.
But we don't have a compact disc player, Rodney. You know that.
I know, but still, what kind of jerk would dump a whole load of compact discs all over Research Park? Why don't they just take their CDs to the landfill like everybody else?
Well, probably some sort of tax write-off.
Each disc has a smile face on it. I thought the smile face went out of style years ago.
It did. Long before the advent of the compact disc player. I wonder what's on these things.
Well, I guess we need a compact disc player to find out. But no, as long as that old Brunswick changer of yours holds out, we'll play your 78s until the needle rusts.
Now, don't worry, Rodney. We can construct a makeshift compact disc player out of this centrifuge here and this laser. We simply have to have the reflected beam signaled onto the audio amplifier right over the... There. Now let's see what secrets this mystery disc holds.
Clouds and trees and swimming holes, ice cream bars and wiggling toes, nice big bunnies, they hop and roll, have a nice day. Lum-de-dum-de-daddy-da-da-da, lum-de-dum-de-daddy-da-da-da.
Innocuous, catchy, music and lyrics by the Foreigners. This cut seems to be called Have a Nice Day. Hey, I like this song a lot.
You do?
Have a Nice Day. That's a great concept.
Rodney, there's something strange happening here. A few minutes ago, you were your usual grumpy self, but now you snap into a good mood for no apparent reason.
Dr. Science, I have to take a sabbatical so I can spend a lot more time listening to this music. And not working. Bye.
Bye, Rodney. I think there's more to this disc than meets the ear. I'm going to do something I haven't done in 10 years. I'm going for a walk.
Dr. Science was not alone in his curiosity about the strange discs. In another part of the scientific community, his female counterpart, a Dr. Julie Freiberg, was probing the mystery of the discs from heaven.
Denny, come here. I want you.
Coming, Dr. Freiberg.
Denny, I've spilled some iridium on my smock. Could you martinize it for me?
Oh, all right, Dr. Freiberg.
Please, Denny, call me Julie.
Well, fine, if that's what you like. But I have to warn you, it's not going to be easy for me to remember. Every job I've ever had, they want you to be sure and call them by their proper titles. Mr. Jones, Dr. Anderson, Mr. Brown. Oh, there, it's not glowing anymore.
So you've worked for a lot of scientists.
No, this is a first for me. Usually I'm a receptionist and a part-time word processor.
Denny, as long as you're here, maybe you could help me.
Sure.
What do you make of these discs?
Ooh, anything with a smile face on it is trey-go.
Kind of like a black velvet painting of a big-eyed kid.
Or a sad clown with a tear on his cheek.
Listen to this music.
Clouds and trees and swimming holes, ice cream bars and wiggling toes, nice big bunnies, they hop and roll, have a nice day.
Sounds like something I've heard before.
Denny, I have a hunch that these are more than they appear to be. Have you heard of backward masking?
Oh, yes. Tipper Gore talks about it in her new book. It's not as good as her other two books,
yes,
but still...
Yes, well, there may be some sort of subliminal seduction going on here. I think we ought to take these discs to Dr. Science and see what he thinks.
Tipper would agree.
Meanwhile, Dr. Science wanders through the city trying to find an explanation for the mysterious discs.
Excuse me, sir. Could I ask you... Excuse me, ma'am. Could you help me... Boy, I've got to find someone who can analyze this data. Say, who's that intelligent, good-looking woman walking my way?
Dr. Science, you're just the person I've been looking for.
She knows me.
I'm Dr. Julie Freiberg from the National Academy of Intuitive Phrenology.
You're one of those right-brainers.
I suppose you could call us that.
I read your monograph on subliminal conditioning. Pure hogwash.
I'm flattered you read it at all. I read yours on seminal brain transplants. Absolute nonsense.
Why, thank you.
I was coming to see you about these compact discs.
You know, I was thinking of consulting you about the very same thing.
Well, then what a coincidence. Shall we go somewhere to talk?
My lab or yours?
How about this restaurant? Here.
Hello, my name is Rufus. I'll be your waiter for today. Our specials are listed on the chalkboard above the bar. Can you see that? They're each $9.95, except for the shrimp a la Victor, which is obviously out of your price range. Our wine of the day is Chateau Illinois, and our house coffee is a full-bodied Colombian, delicately flavored with cinnamon and nutmeg.
I'll just have water, thank you.
Won't you eat something?
No, I gave up eating years ago. Replaced it with daily vitamin injections and a handful of enzyme pills. I'd drink some coffee if they hadn't adulterated it with sugar and spice.
They might have some regular coffee.
I doubt it. Once a place goes over to Wimp Coffee, there's no turning back.
I should tell you now that we don't accept checks or credit cards or cash.
I'll just have water, too.
All right, I'll bring you some napkins in case you spill it.
You know, that guy has an attitude problem. I mean, this tablecloth seems plenty absorbent.
Forget him. I think these discs are the product of some sinister force.
What makes you say that?
I've done some preliminary analysis on the discs, and my hunch is that there's some kind... Wait a minute, did you hear that?
Hear what?
The background music.
Have a nice day. It's already made it to music. Boy, they don't waste any time cannibalizing popular culture, do they?
There's something insidious in all this.
Hello, beautiful people. Rufus here with your water and shrimp a la Victor on the house.
We're not really hungry, Rufus. We just came here to talk.
That's beautiful. People should talk more and eat less. Then there'd be more sharing and less pigginess.
If you need the table, we'll be glad to leave.
It's just as much your table as it is mine. Enjoy!
Do you see what I mean? First the music started, and now the waiter acts like he has tofu for brains.
Maybe you already had tofu for brains.
Look out the window. Everybody's happy. The whole city is changing, probably the whole world. Dr. Science, we've got to do something.
Yeah, but first of all, we have to figure out why you and I seem to be immune from this tofuization.
Are we?
Is the world in danger? Are the happy face compact discs destroying our minds? Who are the foreigners, and what is Denny doing right now?
I wonder what's taking Julie so long. I'm so lost without her to give me direction. So bored. So alone. Well, I can always listen to that compact disc by the Foreigners again. When I do, it makes me feel different. Makes me feel like I did when I was a kid. All squishy inside, like I'd eaten a whole bunch of water balloons. I wonder who that could be. Whoever it is, they probably want to talk to Dr. Freiberg, not to me. But that's okay. She has a PhD in neurolinguistic holistic programming. And I dropped out of pre-library science because I couldn't handle the math. Who would have guessed the Dewey Decimal and Library of Congress systems were all numbers? But somehow with this music playing, it doesn't bother me anymore. Oh well, guess I better answer the phone. Hello, Dr. Freiberg's laboratory, Denny speaking.
Denny, how are you?
I feel great, Julie, which is weird since my life has been a total waste.
What makes you say that?
It has, hasn't it? I mean, who'd care if I turned into a sea monkey tomorrow?
I would. What made you talk about sea monkeys?
I don't know. Just popped into my head, I guess. When are you coming back to the lab, Julie?
I'm having lunch with Dr. Science right now.
I thought he never ate anything.
We're just having water. Denny, I think we're onto something. It's important you not listen to those discs anymore. Do you understand me?
But it's my favorite song. It's all I have. I don't have a life. I don't have any friends. Please let me listen to the disc, Julie.
Stop whining.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't listen to that compact disc anymore. I'll explain it all when I get back. Do you understand?
I understand. We should all have a happy day. Every day. Sunshine and roses, not clouds and weeds. Smile. Enjoy.
Just hold on till we get there, Denny.
Smile. Julie, help me!
I hope you don't mind, but I drank your water while you were gone.
They've got Denny, too.
I'm sorry to hear that. Who's Denny?
My research assistant.
Oh, Rodney's my RA. They can have him, too, if they want.
Please, don't joke. We've got to help him. He sounded awful, and he said the strangest thing about sea monkeys.
I had them when I was a kid. They're truly frightening under a microscope. What do you say we take this disc to the lab?
My lab or yours?
Neither. To the scientific laboratory of the National Scientific Institute of Science in Washington, D.C.
And so the two intrepid researchers flew to our nation's capital to avail themselves of the best scientific machinery and minds the world has to offer.
Can I help you?
We'd like to use the giant radial sphincto-pragmometer.
Sign in.
Isn't this the only machine of its kind?
They have a crude imitation in the Soviet Union, but it's twice as big and works half as well.
Down the stairs, to the left. Turn it off when you're through.
Isn't it amazing they just let you use this thing?
It's our right as citizens.
It's so large.
A machine as big as an office building.
Did you bring the disc?
I thought you were going to bring it.
You mean we came all this way and we didn't even...
Just joking. Here it is.
Well, this must be how you turn it on.
Okay, let's stick that disc in and see what we can see.
Just what you'd expect.
Ordinary aluminum crystalline structure.
Now let's try ourselves.
No, Julie, don't stick your head in there!
Why not? It's just a low-energy neutrino beam.
Yes, but your head... What'd it feel like?
Kind of like sticking your finger in a fan. Only it's your head.
Look at that CRT readout. You have almost no left brain.
Since I rely on intuition for almost all my work, I don't use my left brain, and now it's nearly dormant.
Let me stick my head in there.
You have almost no right brain.
It atrophied from lack of use and eventually fell out of my ear. Here it is. I carry it around in my pocket. It's nearly fossilized.
It looks like a shelled walnut.
Well, all this is fascinating, but it isn't getting us any closer to finding out what's up with these discs.
What if we were to play the disc backwards?
Could tell us Paul is dead.
Or it might tell us all we need to know.
Construct a makeshift flare out of this centrifuge here and this...
Try speeding it up.
Just
It sounds like some kind of phase inversion.
Well, then invert the phases.
That's what I'm doing. There.
Surrender, Earthlings. We are in charge. Surrender to the foreigners.
Oh, my.
Yes, indeed. Took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, my.
Who should we tell about this?
Who hasn't already been changed?
You and I.
But we might be the only two. I have a theory. We just found out that both you and I are basically only running on one cylinder.
Therefore, the subliminal messages require both hemispheres to be effective.
Precisely. We may be the only two we can trust, Dr. Freiberg.
Call me Julie.
The world's in big trouble, Julie.
I know, Dr. Science.
Call me Doctor.
And in other news, the First Family has put together its first album, Everything is Beautiful, with the President on drums and the First Lady on lead guitar. They're recording under the name Smile, and their logo is the Smile Face, which is also, due to presidential edict, the new official seal of the nation. I think that's really nice.
Every day, in every way, things are getting better and better. When Julie gets back, she's gonna be really surprised.
I think we should just stay put right here until we come up with a plan of action. Oh, hi, Denny.
Surprise!
Is this normal operating procedure?
Denny, what is this?
Just my way of saying whoopee!
Some way to make whoopee.
Denny, I want you to put your clothes on right now.
Yes, ma'am.
And I want these balloons taken down and that colored liquid
That's
taken
Kool-Aid.
Out of the barrettes.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, some kids came by to see ya.
Which kids?
Just some kids from the neighborhood. They were real upbeat people, lots of energy and enthusiasm. I told them you'd be back any minute.
That's probably them now.
Greetings, citizens! And how is everything today, neighbor?
Can I help you?
Are you happy?
Yes.
How happy?
Reasonably happy.
Yay! Come with us! We want to make sure everyone's happy!
Thank you, but I can't. I'm busy.
We'll wait till you're not so busy.
Look, Julie, they have wagons full of people they're taking somewhere.
Unhappy people. People with no pep.
I thought Dr. Freiberg told you to put your clothes back on, Denny. Don't worry, I'll handle this.
No.
I am happy. Thank you, brothers.
Are you sure?
Why, sure I'm sure.
He's not sure.
I'm happy as a clam.
Clams aren't happy. See if he can sing a happy song. Michael rolled about a shore. Alleluia. Michael rolled.
I can't stomach this garbage.
Oh, I told you not to
sing. Take it!
Don't worry. I'll get out of this.
It was nice knowing you. Do I still have to put my clothes back on?
While the nation sleeps in a subliminal stupor, the Master of Arrogance himself is led into a cold dungeon. His only hope, a colleague whom he barely knows. Yet some strange chemistry seems to exist between Doctors Science and Freiberg. Will this partnership gel before life as we know it ends? Let's find out.
Well,
what's the use? There's no way I can break these chains.
No way indeed, Dr. Science.
Who are you? So dark I can't see.
I am one who knows as well as you do that iridium-chromium alloy is unsurpassed in tensile strength. No, you cannot break it with your arms, nor with a hacksaw, nor with a diamond for that matter.
So you took chemistry 101. Who are you?
I am Uftwar Billoblather, Imperator of the True Sentient Beings. The ones who you so stupidly refer to as sea monkeys.
Let me light a match here. You are a sea monkey.
I am king of the sea monkeys, and we are not monkeys. We don't even resemble monkeys. Technically, we're a brine shrimp. Whoever came up with this sea monkey thing ought to be shot, and he will as soon as our domination is complete.
So you're the ones who sent the CDs?
That is correct. I even sang lead on the first cut. Have a nice day.
Oh, yeah, I remember. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da, da, da. No! That was Enjoy, the second cut. The true sentient being who sang on that was a talentless fool. I sang on the wind and went...
Whatever.
I have not brought you here to discuss your musical appreciation skills.
Good, because I'm into Bach in a big way. There's nothing much you can say that hasn't already been said. Have you read Schweitzer's book on...
Silence! I have brought you here to mate with Androcephala, Hoobie-Joobie, Quang-Quang-Hua, Nup, the queen mother of us all. To you, she will appear as a green blob the size of a jumbo jet. But to we, true sentient beings, she is beautiful.
But why me?
You are the only human we have found who can successfully mate with Androcephala, Hoobie-Joobie, Quang-Quang-Hua,
Nup.
You know her?
Not yet.
Your seed will be magnified a million times in her body, and she will give birth to 100 million offspring with the body of a human, but the mind of a true sentient being.
So you want me for my body?
No, but your extreme left brain development makes you the only human suitable. Your chromosome map zigs where ours zags. A perfect fit.
And just when's all this gonna happen?
The hour is later than you think, Dr. Science.
Meanwhile, back at Dr. Freiberg's laboratory...
Denny, would you bring me that jar of renal derivative? Denny?
Did you say something?
Take those headphones off this instant.
Sorry.
Denny, I need your help. Dr. Science is in terrible danger. We've got to save him.
What'd he ever do for us?
Nothing. But he's one of the greatest intellects this world has ever known. He's completely uncompromising, totally honest, and... unsparing in his criticism of shoddy research technique.
My, my. When's the big day?
I'm not in love with him, if that's what you're thinking.
Of course not.
I just admire and respect him, and I want to help him gain his freedom.
From who?
From whoever sent those discs and is behind those gangs of insufferably enthusiastic kids.
Oh, you mean those ones?
Oh, no. Here they come again.
Are you the scientist, lady?
Yes, I'm a scientist. And a lady.
Where's your friend?
The one with the beard.
I don't know. Where did you take him?
Why? Do you want to go there, too?
Yes, I do.
You can't. You're too happy.
I'm not happy. I'm gloomy and mean and contemptuous. And I believe that everyone should be free to feel or think the way they want to. Huh? And that the foreigners are a terrible group.
Oh, she didn't mean any of this. She's just running some kind of fever. Let her go.
Don't worry, Denny. I'll be all right.
Goodbye, Julie. I'll miss you. Nobody's here. I can take my clothes off. Whoopee!
Beautiful dreamer, hark unto me. Sunlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day. Now, like the dewdrops, have all passed away.
Julie?
Dr. Science?
So they got you too, huh?
I sort of volunteered. Is it always this dark in here?
Yeah, unless I turn on the light. Switch is right over there, but no, I like to sit in the dark. It's the appropriate atmosphere for a sea monkey prison.
You mean sea monkey as in brine shrimp?
Yeah, just like the ads in the comic book said. They're delightfully wacky and goofy. And they're powerful. They're the ones behind the subliminal discs.
Why did they bring you here?
I know this is going to sound like a fantasy from a men's magazine, but they want me to mate with the sea monkey queen. Unfortunately, she's a green blob the size of a jumbo jet.
And then what?
They didn't say. I imagine then she bites my head off. They take over the Earth. You know, the standard outcome.
We'll figure something out. Don't worry. Between my right brain and your left...
So, I see you have company. Excellent. It's a terrible thing to bear such trials alone.
Who is he?
He's Uftwar Billoblather, the Imperator of the True...
I'm Uftwar Billoblather, Imperator of the True Sentient Beings. I have come to give you the greatest gift of all. Ourselves!
Look at you. You're absolutely hideous.
I assure you, madam, my reaction to your appearance is no more favorable. I will go now and leave you to spend these final moments alone.
How are we going to get out of here?
And what are we
going
to do once we get out?
We'll fight fire with fire, of course.
Yeah, but how are we going to make that horse drink once we've got it to water?
We'll record our own subliminal hit song. Only the message will be, life is often complicated. Think for yourself, and it's okay to be unhappy sometimes.
Great idea!
Okay, we've got a plan. Now, how do we get out of here? We haven't much time.
Have you ever heard of a Lissajous pattern?
Of course. The signal on one axis...
And the out-of-phase component on the other? Yeah. It's simple on an oscilloscope, but what if we could work backwards and form such a complex three-dimensional figure in space? I know it's a long shot, but it's the only shot we have. Call me crazy, but that's...
Lay off the science fiction talk, okay?
Okay, sorry. It's something I picked up in the 50s. Anyway, we form a complex three-dimensional pattern, and then we rotate it in space. Hopefully, this will generate two phantom components which exist elsewhere in space, namely us, outside of here. What do you say we give it a whirl, huh?
Can't work.
That's the attitude. I want you to hum this note. Okay, hold that note while I try to hit the same note, but out of phase by 90 degrees. Yeah, keep it up. It's okay to breathe.
Thank you.
What's going on here? You're chanting to your gods? The special effects are wonderful. I can almost see cracks in the walls. Stop! My palace! My palace is falling!
Where are we?
It looks like we're just down the block from a major recording studio. Good. D-sharp was the right note after all. Hurry, Julie. We've got to get inside that studio and record a subliminal compact disc that'll capture the fancy of America.
That's a tall order.
After what we've been through, it'll be child's play.
This is Brownstein's Furniture Spot, take 37. Rolling.
Excuse me. I need this facility in the name of national security.
We'll give it right back.
Are you from the Announcers Union?
Yes. Are you union talent?
Yes, but this is a waiver-type situation.
Not anymore. You're out of here.
But we're almost done.
Out, or I'll pull your union card and you'll never work again.
But I'm performing under an assumed
name. Save it for someone who cares. Out!
Who wants to go first?
I'll sing. You do the subliminals. Can you hear me in there?
Yeah, go ahead.
Put me on one track, her on the other, and record this directly to compact disc.
That's $3,000 an hour.
We'll run a tab.
Ready when you are.
A one, a two, a three. Little boy, little girl.
Stand up for yourself.
Sad puppy dogs with a red bouquet.
Think for yourself.
Tucked away for a rainy day.
Sure, you'll have problems, but that's normal.
It's 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Single that's taken off like a bullet.
Here's that CD single, number one for 9 weeks in a row by the Doctors.
Americans have grown more irritable lately, but also seem to once again hold individual opinions, something that had been on the decline in recent months.
And so, in my capacity as President of the United States, I award to you, Dr. Sinus and Dr. Freebird, the Medal of Honor, as well as a Grammy for Best Single of the Year. On behalf of the American people, thank you.
Don't mention it, Your Holiness.
You're welcome, Mr. President.
And now that the nation has been saved from a threat so insidious we didn't even know we were in danger, Doctors Science and Freiburg can resume business as usual. Back in his underground laboratory, the Fortress of Arrogance, Dr. Science and his loyal research assistant, Rodney, are doing just that. Boy, Dr. Science, I thought I'd never see you again.
And how did that make you feel, Rodney?
Do you want the truth?
Of course I do. A scientist is only interested in the truth.
Well, I had mixed feelings, to tell the truth.
And, well, you should have, Rodney. Remember, feelings are not facts. They're as changeable as the wind, as mixed as mud, and ultimately as useless as cheap shoes.
I'm sorry I've been so irritable lately. I don't know, it's come over me. Maybe I have a lot of buried anger.
Sure you do. All humans have it. Relax, Rodney. It's normal. Oh, Dr. Freiburg, what brings you here?
Oh, I just thought I'd visit the co-winner of every popular music award given this year.
Yeah, too bad they didn't give us credit for saving the world from the sea monkeys.
Say, would you consider another joint project?
It depends on the project.
How about dinner at my lab after work? I've got lots of water there.
I'll go.
I'm sorry, Julie, but I couldn't. I'm already married.
Oh, I didn't know.
I'm not married.
Yes, science is my bride. And the children she bore me are named Hope, Progress, and that nagging feeling. No, Julie, I've tried to include others in my life, and believe me, it just doesn't work.
I believe you. Forget I asked.
I'm not an easy man to live with. Ask any of my ex-wives.
I believe you already. Well, just thought I'd stop by and say hello. So, hello. Now I'll say goodbye.
Goodbye, Julie.
Say, Dr. Science, what happened when I was on my sabbatical?
Not much, really. The world continued on, just as it always has, with a few minor exceptions. Have you ever heard of a sea monkey?
Those things they sold in comic books? I had some once, but they all died.
Like I said, Rodney, things went along pretty much as before, only more so. Love me, love me, daddy, gotta go. Have a nice day. Love me.